Your County, bringing you the latest from North Yorkshire County Council on DAB every Sunday afternoon from 1. And listen again at strayfm.com. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
Welcome to this week's Your County on Stray FM. I'm Patrick Dunlop, and coming up on the show, we go on the buses with the County Council's passenger transport service. Also, there's a safety warning for bikers, and we hear how North Yorkshire's libraries can help people with dementia.
Your County with North Yorkshire County Council.
First up, one of the many important services provided by the County Council is passenger transport. It helps people such as those with disabilities and learning difficulties get from A to B. I've been on one of the buses which operates in Harrogate.
Hey, we'll see you on Monday, Andrew.
Huh?
See you on Monday.
Hello.
Nice weekend.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'm David Reed and I'm a driver for North Yorkshire County Council.
First of all then, just tell us about sort of a typical day in the life of you as a driver.
Well, getting on a morning, getting to the yard about the hub about 7:30. I go and get all the paperwork and the keys out the office. I do all the checks on the bus, check the oil, water, tyre pressures and everything like that. All the things that need checking on the bus, I do that every morning. Mm. And I make sure everything's all right. Then go pick my passenger assistant up, and then we set off on our runs. That's in the, you know, do we do it on the sheets?
And do you work mainly in the Harrogate area?
Yeah, I work in Harrogate area. Yeah, just Harrogate area. Sometimes I go out of Harrogate. Plus, I also do trips out during the day, like take Meadowbank out on trips. We go out all over the place, Borough Bridge and Stephen Smith's and places like that. Mm. And yeah, it's good.
How long have you been doing this job?
I've been doing this job about 2.5 years now. So I used to do it for British Red Cross as well. I used to do the same type of job, but you didn't have a passenger assistant on there. So it was just a charity job, so you're doing twice the work, really.
Is it quite a rewarding job as well?
It is a rewarding job, yeah, because you see the pleasure some of the people get out of them, especially when you get them on the bus and you can have a laugh with them and, you know, cheer them up. If they get on the bus fairly down, you try and cheer them up, and in the end, you get them laughing, and they're good. It's good. It is really rewarding, yeah.
And obviously, Harrogate's always busy traffic-wise, but you must still enjoy the driving bit of it.
Well, I do enjoy the driving, yeah. The worst part is just trying to keep to your timetable, especially when you're getting, like, the railway lines down and all the different things that do happen in, like the Flower Show and Yorkshire Show and all that. Look, it is hard, but you just got to try and work your way around different ways to go. But apart from that, it's a good job. I still enjoy the driving. Yeah, I won't give the driving up because I enjoy it. Yeah.
Whilst we've been driving around, I've actually noticed a lot more minibuses like this one. So you must have quite a big fleet in the Harrogate area.
Yeah, I've got about 18 buses riding around the Harrogate area now. Yeah, so there's quite a few. You're always waving like that, different people. Mm. So, yeah, it's good. It's a good team. We've got a good team together now, really. It's good, yeah.
And you mentioned your passenger assistant, Sue, who we shall chat to now. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
And you've been doing this job quite a few years now, haven't you?
Yes, 32 years. I've seen a few changes, seen a few things alter, but basically it's the same. It's still the same as it was. We still look after people and take care of their needs, make sure they're comfortable.
Yeah, so what do you do on an average day?
I'm picked up at 8 and we start collecting round and about. We mostly do Bilton area and the bus station for Horticap, and make sure they all get to the destinations safely. And I have a split shift, so then I don't start again while 2:30 in the afternoon, and we return them to their homes safely, and pick the boys up from Horticap and return them to the bus station, basically. So yeah, it's a nice job.
Mm. Yeah, what do you particularly like about it?
I think the interaction we get with them, and I've watched them grow, a lot of them, and I just enjoy seeing them and speaking to them. We have a laugh. The boys are all quite interesting in the different activities and what they enjoy, and they tell us what they've done over weekends and holidays, and it's quite a good interaction with everybody and that. And even some we have that don't speak and that, but you still get a reaction from them. You know, you get a smile or just the eyes sometimes. But yeah, it's rewarding. Yeah, I wouldn't have done it this long, I don't think, if it hadn't have been. So yeah, it's still good. Yeah.
And you and Dave must get on well as you spend so much time together.
Yes, we do. We do have a laugh, I've got to say. He's quite a wind-up merchant, as all the staff know. But yes, we do have and that. And, you know, there are times when we've got to have a little word with some of them, but and we usually tend to stick together and do it between us. So, but yes, we do have, yeah. But then I've got to say, like Dave said, most of the staff, we have quite a good team, and everybody gets on really. But yeah, so it's quite a good going on.
Mm. You know, people are looking for a sort of a different job to do, something completely different. Is this something you'd recommend people doing?
Yeah, well, there's quite a lot. It's often been sort of people that get to the age of semi-retirement. Like, I do a split shift and it fits in with me. The drivers are mainly full-time drivers. But yes, it is very rewarding, and if you've got that time that, you know, you don't mind a few hours in the morning, a few hours in an afternoon, it's good. Yeah, it gives you time in between, so it fits in. But yeah, it's very good. Yeah. Mm.
So you're happy to carry on doing this then, as long as you're able?
Well, I am getting to an age. I have got my bus pass, but yeah, no, as long as I'm fit and able, I'm quite happy to carry on. Yeah, I think I am getting to the end, maybe. But no, I still enjoy it. I still, as I say, as long as I'm fit. And it gets you up on the morning. It gives you something to get up for, to do, and that's, so yeah, it's still good.
And I guess, Dave, if you can put a smile on someone's face every day, it's worth doing, isn't it?
It is worth doing. It's rewarding to see them, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a job that I'll keep doing. I'll keep this will do me till I retire, this job. You know, as long as I can still do it and I'm fit and everything, and yeah, it's good. I enjoy it.
Your County. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
I've got two sons and I'm fit.
I'm disabled and I'm fit.
I broke a few laws when I was younger, but I'm fit.
I own my own home and I'm fit.
I live in rented accommodation and I'm fit.
I'm unemployed and I'm fit.
Do you have the skills and commitment to provide a caring home? Whoever you are, if you're fit enough to care for a child or teenager, you could be fit to foster. You could bring much needed stability and support to vulnerable children and young people.
I'm gay and I'm fit.
I'm retired, but I'm fit.
Foster carers come in all shapes and sizes, from all walks of life. We encourage diversity, so now's the time to find out where you fit in.
I'm divorced, and I'm fit.
To find out whether fostering and you make a perfect fit, visit the Fostering North Yorkshire website. Choose to foster. Change a life.
Your County is brought to you by North Yorkshire County Council, keeping you up to date with the latest from across North Yorkshire.
Next, there's a summer safety warning for North Yorkshire's bikers. The 95 Alive partnership is asking everyone to ride within their limits and get extra training if needed. Here's Road Safety Officer Fiona Ansell.
Consistently over the last 10 years, 70% of the bikers that are dying and getting seriously injured are crashing as a result of mistakes. Now, I know bikers sometimes think that you know, we're picking on them unfairly. I think the point is with this is that, you know, motorcyclists and cyclists, if they make a mistake and have a crash, it can cost them their life, whereas car drivers quite often walk away. So, you know, we want to tell people that information, and then ultimately they can make an informed choice. You know, get some further training, you know, modify their behaviour, improve their skills, hopefully, and save a few casualties.
Now, as we've talked about before, you're a biker yourself, so you understand why people want to get out and go on certain routes and the temptations as well. But obviously, you've got to sort of be sensible, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a great sense of freedom and it's exciting. But, you know, as I said before, you know, we're seeing that riders are crashing, you know, going into bends, they're crashing while they're braking and they're crashing while they're overtaking. And they are all to do with, you know, skill on a bike. And clearly for some people, there's a bit of a gap between the skills they've got and the way the ones they need to ride their bike. So, you know, we just keep repeating this message and hopefully, you know, the people that it applies to, you know, will make some changes.
And as a motorcyclist or a driver, there's no harm, is there, in having a bit of a refresher and looking at how you drive or ride? It's always worth doing every once in a while.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're promoting a lot this year is the police bike safe courses. Now, that's an investment of just one day of people's time. And mostly people find that very useful. It's a non-threatening environment. You go out with an officer and they just point out any areas of improvement. And most people find that that's quite, you know, useful. And they find time and again that people are taking the wrong lines around bends, which kind of supports the casualty statistics that half of those crashes we mentioned happen on bends. So, you know, well worth doing. It'll cost you, you know, £10. And, you know, it might save your life.
The RoadWise website is also worth looking at as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've updated it this year and we've got some interactive maps of the top five high-risk routes. They're the routes that consistently motorcyclists are coming a cropper on the most. People can click on the RoadWise website and, you know, look at those routes and look at particular areas where people are having difficulties.
And the videos are particularly useful as well, aren't they, showing you the dangers on these different routes?
Yeah, and we've added a couple of new routes there. We've got the A59 and we've got the A171 as well, which are sort of in the top 10. It just points out to people this may look like quite a benign bend, but actually we've got a history of people, you know, losing control there. So have a look at the route before you go out and bear that in mind.
As you've said before as well, it's about everyone respecting each other, isn't it, on the road?
Yeah.
We all want to use it, but we just need to show a bit of respect sometimes.
Well, you know, and we're finding people, you know, sort of getting quite intolerant as the roads get busy. I mean, you know, North Yorkshire is a beautiful place to visit and look at. The roads are getting busier and busier, and so we do need to be more tolerant towards each other. And, you know, our logo, our strapline is share the road and take responsibility, and that's everyone looking out for each other.
And just finally, obviously every year you want to highlight this message every year. Does it seem to be getting through gradually to people, do you think?
It is getting through. I mean, and obviously it's not the same people that we talk to all the time. And we do know from other traffic counts that we do that we're getting more and more, you know, motorcycle journeys across the county. So, yeah, you know, it's our duty really to keep reminding people about the situation.
Your county with North Yorkshire County Council.
Now, as the County Council appeals for more foster carers to come forward, we've been hearing about a special project called No Wrong Door. Martin Kelly, who's Head of Children and Young People's Resources, tells us more about it.
The No Wrong Door project is part of an innovation programme supported by the DfE. It was funded with some additional money from the Department for Education. It is about working with the most complex and challenging groups of adolescents, young people who are in and on the edge of care. Its aim really is to bring a range of services under one umbrella so that a range of practices come together to work around the young person to try and get the best aspirational outcome for a young person. So it brings together a range of specialists such as a psychologist, a speech and language therapist. We have a police officer within the model. And it works with children who traditionally would perhaps end up in residential care, but it works with them to find an alternative foster placement.
And how long has the scheme been going?
The scheme's been running about 12 months. It started the last April. We're seeing really fantastic progress. We're making a big difference for many adolescents. Certainly seen a difference in terms of reduced missing episodes for children. We've seen a vast reduction in things like criminal activity and arrests of young people. We're working much more restoratively, so trying to restore relationships and trying to improve the journey for a young person long-term, rather than thinking just about what's happening in their day-to-day lives. It's thinking about where do we want them to be when they reach 25. In this model, the in-person gets a key worker which stays with them throughout their journey, whether they go into different placements, whether they go into different transitions around schooling. They have one key worker that will stay with them from potentially, you know, the age of 14 all the way to the age of 25.
And I understand you've just had an Ofsted rating. So tell me a little bit about how that's gone.
We have. We've been inspected over a two-day inspection in the east of the county, and that Ofsted inspection found us to be outstanding in every area. It was a fantastic report. It's the best report I've read, and I've been working with residential care for over 25 years. It's certainly the best report I've read in 25 years. It really sort of talks quite a lot about how the team works together, how it brings together a range of different professions and works under one umbrella with one management approach.
It's quite an innovative project, isn't it, this? And tell me more about why you think that Ofsted, you know, made that decision. What about the service do you think is outstanding?
It is an innovative project. It's nationally recognised. It's certainly, we've had lots of interest from across the country. There's been some international interest. The project is being evaluated through Loughborough University, so we'll have lots of evidence about how it can reduce costs for local authorities and for the police and for other public services. Through having better outcomes for young people earlier on. So those young people that perhaps we've previously struggled to provide care for, we're now making significant progress in all sorts of outcomes, whether it's educational outcomes or whether it's about reducing crime. For those young people that perhaps have been at fairly significant risk at times, we're reducing the levels of risk by having a much more proactive and joint approach.
And you, part of this scheme, you know, needs volunteers, it needs people to volunteer as hosts. Are you still looking for people to get involved?
Yeah, part of the scheme is that we're bringing foster carers to work alongside our children's home. So the different part of this model is that the foster carers that work with us as part of that team will work in the children's home. They develop a relationship with young people, they get to know them, and they choose to then foster those young people. So we're always on the lookout as a local authority. We're always on the lookout for all sorts of foster carers. For this specific project, we're looking for foster carers who have got some experience of working with young people or they've perhaps got some experience of bringing up adolescents. They want a challenge of being a foster carer. What they get is, in this project, they'll certainly be very well reimbursed in terms of a financial package. They get support from a specialist team, the team that I've talked about. So they'll be working alongside a psychologist and speech-language therapist, alongside the police and alongside the key worker that will stay with the young person. They will work alongside young people from a range of different perspectives. So they may work within the children's home. They'll also work with young people who are on the edge of care and perhaps give them some support. So it might be that they take a young person into the home for, you know, 2 or 3 days just for a short break. It's a fantastic opportunity for anybody that really wants to come into fostering and has got a great deal of experience of working alongside adolescents. If there's others out there that want to foster young people and get involved and perhaps haven't got so much experience, we're always looking for foster carers who can give young people the time to make a real difference. It's a fantastic role. You know, many of our foster carers will talk regularly about how they've made a real difference to children's lives. And I would welcome, you know, people to come along and have a look at our website. We've got some good videos of foster carers that give some great feedback, talk about their experiences, about what it's like to be a foster carer. If you want to become a foster carer, that can be done relatively quickly. Now it goes through an assessment period of perhaps about 5 or 6 months, whereas previously it's taken a much longer process. So we're really interested in hearing from people that would like to join us as part of this project.
York County. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
People affected by dementia are being reminded that they can get help and advice from North Yorkshire's libraries. I've been finding out more from Nigel Prince.
I think the most important thing that we do as libraries is that we can help people with a bit of information. Specifically, we bought a collection of books which people can borrow at their local libraries. The collection is available in Harrogate and Ripon and Knaresborough and other libraries across the county. And these books can help people who have dementia. For example, if you just had a diagnosis, there's quite a few of the books that are just basic information to take you through what dementia or Alzheimer's is about, and just understanding how the condition works. Others of the books could be useful for people who perhaps have a relative or who are caring for people with dementia, just giving helpful hints and practical solutions to around caring. Also, some of them are around personal stories. So we've got a book, an example of that is Still Alice, which is somebody's story about how they got diagnosed with dementia and how things worked out for them. And those can give helpful insight for people with dementia and also their carers. Other books in the collection include what we'd call reminiscence books. So these are books where you've got like archive photographs of life in the 40s or 50s or 60s, and just help people to remember some of the events of their lives and perhaps talk about those events with relatives or friends. These books are available, as I say, at libraries locally, and they're free to borrow. You do have to be a library member, but then anybody can come and join the library. And if you ask any member of staff about these dementia books, then they will let you know. And they have been actually chosen by a panel of experts in dementia. We provide an environment where people can just come in and relax and have a cup of coffee with their relative or friend who might have dementia or Alzheimer's. All our staff have had training in dementia and dementia awareness. So libraries are a good place, a good safe environment where you can just come and relax and read a book or, as I say, just have a drink. We're also hosting and have been for the last year and will be this year a dementia expert who is coming in to do some what we'd call dementia friends sessions. So these are sessions where anybody can come in, and they're about an hour long, and there's a session happening in Knaresborough on the 10th of February and Ripon a little bit later on the 19th of April. And this experienced dementia champion just basically takes you through a little bit of insight about what it's like to have dementia and how you can help maybe neighbours or friends or colleagues at work who might be struggling a bit, and just a little bit of awareness of little things that you can do which make life a bit easier for people who are suffering with Alzheimer's or dementia, and for their carers as well. So those are really good sessions to go to, and they are free of charge. If you keep an eye on our website, all the sessions are listed on there. They're not only in the Harrogate area, but also in other parts of the county.
And Nigel, why do you think it is that books are such a good resource for this, for not only, you know, helping people learn more about dementia, but also helping people, you know, with the condition as well? I guess because the act of reading a book, it's something that, you know, you can do with somebody. It's almost a kind of bonding experience.
I think so. Particularly the picture books that we've got, where if somebody has perhaps more advanced dementia or Alzheimer's, then these are books where you can just look at a single picture, and out of looking at that picture of maybe something that's happened years ago, you can have a whole discussion where people are perhaps tapping into memories that otherwise, you know, you don't easily get to. And the pictures have been really well chosen so that you can share them with relatives and friends, and just find that a conversation can start to flow where perhaps conversation has been a bit difficult previously. And the information books, I think that it's really just where you can, something that you can read a little bit about and then maybe come back to a bit later when you've taken in a certain, you know, amount of the information. You don't have to sort of read it all at once. They're also very insightful as well, especially the sort of biographical stories. No two people's experience of dementia and Alzheimer's is going to be the same. But some of these stories of what have happened to people and how they've come to terms with the condition or helped a relative, can just give you a bit of insight which will perhaps help take you forward in your particular journey.
And so just remind us then, you mentioned it a little bit earlier on, but just remind us if people want to find out more about the books on offer or those dementia-friendly sessions you mentioned, where can people go to find out a bit more?
Well, the website, North Yorkshire County Council Library's website, which is www.northyorks.gov.uk/libraries, or you can just use Google or another search engine to find that. And on the website are the dates and times of the Dementia Friends session and how you can actually book in onto those sessions. As far as reading the books and getting the books is concerned, either pop into your local library and join the library and then ask the staff about the books, and they will point you in the direction of the books that they've got in the library. Or you can request them off our again off our website if you're a library member, but they are free to access. So the best thing to do is just visit your local library, ask about them, and they can give you one of the leaflets which actually has the full list of the books, and then you can just have a look at the leaflets, think about which might be the best books for yourself to look at. And then the staff will help you to find where those books are. They'll either be on the shelves immediately in the library, or we'll be able to get them on a free request for you and get them into your local library.
Your County is brought to you by North Yorkshire County Council, keeping you up to date with the latest from across North Yorkshire.